This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Is hit well to center field. Doyle at the wall. Gone! Hard work pays off. And Willie Adames is flying around the bases. He crushed that one.
Yay!
And the Giants tie the game.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Take your time, Willie. Not going to have a lot of them. Sixth home run last night for Willie Adames, third against the Rockies.
Look at him. Might go again tonight.
Okay. I don't want to harp on this, which may mean I want to harp on this. So the Giants get up. They're down 5-2 in the ninth. Okay. Now, if I tell you the way I was feeling, will you take me at my word that I'm telling the truth?
Oh, come on.
Okay.
And I did something during the break. So when you say how you were feeling, I'm going to give you the win probability compared to how you were feeling.
Well, and then we'll get into why that's going to be a flawed stat.
Okay, all right.
But
go ahead.
Now, the two runs in the bottom of the eighth, they're a problem. There's no doubt about it. But it. So here's what I was thinking. 5-2. A, they have just won five straight one-run games, the Giants. So they had that. Secondly, I'm not going to tell you I had the scouting report on Agnos, but what I will tell you is what went through my mind when they brought their closer in, and that is, Jesus, how many games could he have even closed this year for this terrible team? So
you're making me laugh.
I'm okay. Dead serious. I'm like, how great can the closer be on a Colorado team when he probably had like six save opportunities? So then you put that together with the fact that they're not good.
12
and,
wins.
And you know, I just felt like Schmidt hits the homer, and then I'm just watching a team that completely lost belief that they could finish the game off. But in no way do I mean that to take anything away from the Giants. They've now won 6 one-run games. But I just, against that team and that in that stadium, I gave them a shot at coming back. That's all. I wouldn't have bet on it.
I know some people that did, but on the Rockies, they were about to get paid. But I'll say this to that. It's just fun. That's you just shared with us, and you actually gave the Giants a compliment. You were like, it ain't over till it's over. But the bottom line is, Steiny, they were getting mowed down the last four innings, I thought, of that game. So I just thought, normally in baseball, your closer is your guy.
You want me to prove my point? Did you even watch the ninth inning?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, so you must have thought they had a chance. Otherwise, you would have turned it off.
Well, it wasn't Tom Cruise Mission Impossible.
I'm just saying, you were watching for something. You weren't watching to see him go 1-2-3 in the ninth.
This is funny. But to be honest, Donnie, I was like, okay, they've been so hot and the luck's gone their way, or good fortune. They come into Colorado and for a night it's evaporated. And I thought, everybody thought that. Not that it was over, but boy, this is a tall task.
By the way, Javi Lopez, we had him on at 11, And this guy is, he is a class act. He is such a class act that you gave him an opportunity to really lambaste you, and he didn't. That's how much of a class act he is. You actually asked Javi Lopez if the Giants could have four pitchers in the All-Star game.
I think it's feasible.
And he said, yeah, I guess.
He didn't say any of that. And he said he could see it.
They are not going to get four pitchers in the All-Star game.
But you're missing the point. They got four worthy of getting a nod.
Well, then say
two, three for
they
sure.
May have four worthy of getting the nod.
You know, I'll say it how I want to say it.
They're not getting. Want to bet?
Yeah. What question did you ask that was provocative?
Oh, it was great.
Hey, Javi.
About
hey, Javi.
How things change in a week.
Hey, Javi.
How fans
yes,
go
the same
from
question
quitters.
Three times.
How fans go from
now.
Quitters
yes, the same
to we're going
three
to the
times.
World Series in
now.
8 days.
Same
Let's go to Nick and
three
Clayton.
Times.
Nick and Clayton. What's up, Nick?
Hey, Steiny, I got your back here. You know why you didn't think the Giants were completely out of that game? It's because you've seen enough bad teams in sports. It doesn't matter what the sport is. It can be football. I'm a Cal football fan. I hate watching the end of Cal football games because I am certain they're going to lose. Something's going to make them lose. And you have a Colorado Rockies team that looks like the worst team in baseball history, you know that there's a chance that they're going to find a way to lose. If you watched the Warriors 25 years ago around the turn of the century, you knew they were going to find a way to lose.
Yep.
That's why you didn't necessarily predict they're going to win. You knew that there's a reasonable chance that Colorado was going to find a way to lose.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Nick. Appreciate it. Nick and I watch games the same way, objectively. What are you quitting?
No.
What's the matter?
I just hate phonies.
Am I a phony?
Yes, you are.
What, in what specific way?
Just more than one.
We don't give me the biggest.
We don't got enough time.
Give me the.
You're just a hypocrite. You got no skin in the game. You got no skin in the
but
game.
That's,
and I just.
But that's part of
if
the.
If you can walk in
advantage.
My shoes. No, Steiny, it's an advantage because you don't have a take and then you rip my take.
I didn't
it gets
your
old
take.
And tired.
I didn't rip
and
your
haggard.
Take.
They get, let me have some fun.
I didn't rip
But you
your
just
tape.
Sit on the fence.
I didn't sit on the fence. I just said the game. I didn't think the game was over
yeah,
going
you know
into
I'm
the
playing.
Night.
I'm playing.
No, there,
I,
no, I can.
Stoddy,
don't
stop.
Tell me you're playing. I
I'm
can detect seriousness.
With, no, I'm playing with
this
you.
This is what you
I'm
know who was talking about.
Because I can flash on you in a second and have your panties in a bunch. I'm good. I'm
this
having
is,
fun with you.
This,
so when I turn into Steiny, you cower. You cannot handle it. I'm good. I was just having fun.
This is what somebody was talking about.
Who is somebody?
You know.
Oh, right. No, he had a point.
He had no point.
But you didn't listen.
I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't. Mark, you know Mark DeRosa is?
I got one more bet. Hold on before we go.
All right.
They'll have three pitchers in the All-Star game. That's a bet. Take
I'm
me
gonna
up on that.
I'll take that bet. I got to take that bet.
It's done.
Okay.
So we got Indiana not winning another game, and the Giants getting three pitchers in the All-Star game.
Yes.
All right. Ray and Webb for sure, and now it's just if they get a closer, and I think they're going to get one.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Evan, what do you think about that? Three pitchers in the All-Star game for the Giants.
Kind of like your thoughts on the ninth inning last night. Not crazy.
Well, all my bets are –
You guys
I
have an
agreement? For the show.
Did you and Evan make an agreement before the show today?
They
it's
went
fine
out,
if you did.
They went out and purchased you food.
I got you a bagel this
no
morning.
Doubt.
What did you get?
It is like you didn't even do it. It's even. How do you do it, man?
Oh my God!
I thought you'd be on a high.
And you didn't even ask for it. I just knew you needed it, so
Evan,
I got it for you.
And you just snappy. Now you need some milk. Milk does the body good. But Steiny, I truly am not mad. I just hate that you think I am.
I can tell when you are. And
dude, I don't run hot.
All right, you know who Mark DeRosa is?
Yeah.
Former Giant.
Right.
And yeah, Evan, he works for MLB Network. Oh, look, he was. See, did you see that?
I did. I'm
did
looking
you
at
see
you.
That?
I'm laughing at you.
All right. Now, in an effort to spin things. No, not spin. You didn't hear me say spin.
We did.
Present. Right. In an effort to present various points of view, which I always like to. There's a lot of optimism right now about the Giants. So, hey, Mark DeRosa, former Giant. I mean, can they win the West?
I think that it comes down to the Dodgers and the Padres. I really do. Can the Dodgers get healthy enough in time? I still think the Dodgers win the division. I think the Padres end up in the postseason. And then you're going to have a battle for that third wild card spot of, like, the Giants, the D-backs, the Braves, the Brewers.
Wait, the Braves, really? Aren't they nine back of a wild card spot right now?
They are, but I do believe... You're going to have to bury them for me to not think that they get on a run at some point.
They're 10 games below 500, the Braves. 10 games.
Do we believe in anybody besides the Cubs in the NL Central?
I mean, the Cardinals are 5 games back. I don't know.
I want to see what they do at the deadline. The Brewers.
Oh, God bless her, whoever
she is. My God. It's like our show.
Dude, I fell for her. Like, damn, lay off her, man. But she was spitting facts. This is why I love sports.
Why?
I hate the Dodgers and what they stand for, and I got a good friend, Stoney, one of my best friends, Dodger Pete, and it's just sickening. But they throw money at their problems. They got the bubble chip, and then we know what happened last year. They validated it. But my point is they've owned the NL West for a decade, and they don't got outside. You know, they should have more. My point is coming into this season, it's embarrassing what they have at their disposal. Their lineup, and I love that their pitchers are dropping like flies, but baseball's a different beast. Go ahead and win the division if that happens, and right now it doesn't look like it's a for sure shot, but if you tangle with the Giants, who are battle-tested, and I'm being proactive that this keeps up, and they qualify, I just think of the Diamondbacks years a couple years back. Went to the World Series from the wild card spot. That's what I love about baseball. Stoney, you got to pitch, defense, and timely hitting, man. That's all.
And that's
it's been, not over. The Dodgers are not – on paper, they're – oh, my gosh. But you got to play them.
Yeah. There's more Mark DeRosa. This is on a little bit more about how the Giants stay afloat without Matt Chapman.
Then I go to the Giants. No Matt Chapman. They struggle to score runs mightily as is, as currently constructed. And with no Matt Chapman, Willie Adames, Bob Melvin gave him a couple days mental break to rework his swing. He went deep last night. So maybe there's something there. They have their pitching staff has been lights really out. Their starting rotation has been lights out. Robbie Ray and Logan Webb, those guys have been fantastic. It'll be interesting there.
All right.
Let me ask Carter. Carter, what do you think about that last bet I just placed with Stoney? Three, including the bullpen and starters, three guys getting in. I could see it happening.
I just think it's hard to drag three people from one team. That's my only thing. I think they deserve it, but yeah.
Yeah, we'll see.
Why don't we try to figure out the last team that had three pitchers and make an all-star team? Maybe it's happened last year.
Thanks, Carter. Hey, I want to do this exercise. Because you gave us your ninth inning thoughts.
Can you hold on one sec?
Yeah.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco.
All right, so Casey Schmidt homers. Giants had a 7.1% win probability. It's 5-3. Okay. Kisner walks. Fitzgerald walks. That goes up to 26.1% win probability, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jung Ho Lee grounds out into a force out. Still 5-3. Two runners on. 15.9%. Willie Adames works the walk. Goes up to 27.4%. So still... not anything you want to write home about. 27.4%. And I know you don't like the stat. Ramos, out on the sack fly. That bad boy jumps up to 15.9% because that was an out. 5-4, Rockies.
All right, Flores, they're down to their last out.
Yeah, down to their last out. Okay, Flores gets the dribbler, ties it up, Steiny. It jumps up to 48%. And then, obviously, it jumps up to 84%. When Yaz gets the hit.
Okay.
But you think that's a flawed.
Well, it is. And I'll tell you why. Because that stat does not take into consideration the specific teams That is an overall stat of teams that are up three runs going into the top of the ninth, but it doesn't factor in that the Rockies stink. It doesn't factor in that the ballpark is the ballpark. And here's the other thing.
Truly not mad at that.
Well, here's the other way. I don't know. I get it. Those percentages have now become a part of baseball and every sport, but I still look at it like this. Okay, it's 5-2 Schmidt homers. Now it's 5-3, and the nitwit walks Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
Well, tying runs at the plate. Like, that's the way I look at it. Tying runs at the plate now. Now you're in trouble.
That nine pitch at bat.
So, I get it. Even when a runner's at first base, that win percentage is probably still very low, but now you're one swing away.
I'm not mad at that, though. You like, that's across the board for you. Take into account the team.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow, man.
Now, it could work the other way, too, where maybe under different circumstance, I'm like, well, Giants are sending up their 7, 8, 9 hitters.
Which I was, and that's why Evan and I were like, just speaking for him, it's like, boy, this, you ain't got your 1, 2, 3, 4 hitters up, you know?
And they
won it.
I couldn't help but notice when we were going a little back and forth, you said something about, you took a shot at me for the way I interviewed Javi Lopez, but, yeah, that's it.
No,
started. Serenity
I have
now.
Both hands on
serenity
temples,
now.
Both temples.
Do you know that I came in today, and Evan Giddings was a college pitcher.
Yes, he was.
Okay,
fine
and he
one.
Comes in today, and he talks about a reliever. You know, Agnos, who gives up the first pitch is a home run, and he's kind of telling me how he feels like that's different.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to ask a four-time reliever, a four-time champion who's a reliever, if there was something to that.
So people don't know how close we truly are outside of the station. You wouldn't know by listening to the show. So I'm a tourist to Bull, born May 19, 1979. And I just wanted to – Evan, what's he laughing at? I don't know why I'm bothered by age.
Gosh.
Where's the Botox? Like, what does that mean? Anyways, Tiny, I don't remember what your questions were. I was just fighting to throw something out, but I'm glad it rattled your cage because, Evan, I don't even remember. His questions were great.
You said something about asking the same question three times.
Right. But the fact that you took it to heart as if I really thought that.
I'm sensitive.
I get it, but yeah.
Speaking of age, Steiny shaved off a couple years yesterday.
Dude, we didn't even talk about your – you happy with your haircut? I think she took a little too much off the top for me.
Oh.
Because we had somebody else had told you, too, leave it longer on the top. It looks good, but she just took a little too much of it off the top.
The people who are important to me like it.
And there you go.
Evan, what was your whip? They want to know what your whip was at Willamette.
No, not very good.
Well, what you mean?
No, there's a lot of runners on base. Dude, I wasn't a good college pitcher.
Evan, honestly, because you know I tell you all my flaws, 1-for-14 in high school in Irvington, in Fremont. Your ERA, your career ERA in college.
Oh, probably like an 8 or something. Now, I would remind people that
Evan!
I pitched in college, which means I got to college.
You did.
However, in college, I wasn't very good.
Steiny, what were your flaws, E? Besides not getting
them out.
What's
your best pitch?
Oh, I had the yips. Yeah, that was the biggest issue. So, like, last night when Agnos gives up a first pitch bomb... I know what that's like, which is why I know that all of a sudden after that pitch going into the ninth, it kind of depends on the first pitcher or the first batter. Like the first guy has to get on, but for him to ambush him on a pitch that, by the way, was a ball. So your first pitch isn't even in the strike zone. You're still clearly trying to find it. And he hits it 370 feet means in his mind, on the mound, he goes, oh, bleep.
Oh, boy.
And then he walks the next two guys who are the 8 and 9 in that ball game.
That's just wild. That's when you'd want to cuss the pitcher out, Steiny. Let the next two guys hit it off the wall or even out. Don't walk them. They're two of your worst, not worse. You know what I mean? Challenge them.
I mean, if you're up 5-2, I'd rather the first guy hits a home run than a double.
Not like that.
Oh, well, not like that.
Not the first pitch.
See, that's what I was trying to get at with Javi Lopez.
Yeah. I don't remember. It was a phenomenal
So
question.
All home runs are not created equal. As
Oh, gosh. I used to pitch. Not at Evan's level.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College.
Okay. Somebody's saying, doesn't Goo know that all-star teams don't have more than three players from a single team?
Well, the best.
Is that true?
The best three.
Well, I got Ramos.
And I got
go,
the
right?
Yankees of 2000s. They had Posada, Jeter, my guy coming out the bullpen, Mariano, and who else? A-Rod. They've had four. But this bet is three. I think they're going to get three, Stoney.
Carter, do you remember, Evan, you'd stepped out. Carter when the last time any team had three pitchers in an all-star game. He claims it happened in 2011.
Who was it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, the last time it was three pitchers?
Yeah.
It was Cole Hamels, Roy Holiday, and Cliff Lee.
Yeah. Wow. Phillies.
But those are three starting pitchers.
No doubt.
You also included the bullpen, which to me is very fair because you can make a case Webb and Ray have been
two of the best
starters in the NL.
No doubt.
And between Doval and Rodriguez,
and
you have two options.
Yeah. And if it were me, Evan, real quick, you didn't ask, I'd give it to Rodriguez. He's been that filthy. And Doval's been great. I would give it to Rodriguez. He's been unhittable.
I mean, the problem is they probably tend to take a closer there, closers.
Yeah.
That's not always the case, though. Like last year, Matt Strom made the All-Star game as a middle guy for the Phillies because they had one of the best records in baseball.
But
2 years ago, Yennier Cano for the Orioles was a setup guy who made the All-Star game because they had a good record.
Mm. I guess what I'm saying is, aren't those three guys kind of one-inning pitchers?
Are they what?
One-inning pitchers. Like Rodriguez has pitched, I think he's only pitched like 29 innings this year.
Yeah, but if the Giants keep playing well, you're going to get more than two all-stars, and if their team is based on pitching, like, again, it's all about the spot. So if there aren't any other better relievers in the NL, then it absolutely is a possibility.
All right. Well, we got a drink on it.
Yeah. And tonight, the finals.
Well, no, you can't win the bet. You can only lose the bet tonight.
I could be two games closer, though.
Right. But you could also lose the bet outright tonight. I forget where
those were bad odds.
I forget where.
I'll do it for the betterment of the show.
This is Javi Lopez, because we're talking about this team and who does it remind anybody of? This is what Javi Lopez said.
I think when it comes to this team, it just reminds me a lot of that 2010-11 team, more the 11 team. I thought we pitched the ball extremely well, and it was just an offense that kind of struggled to find a way to score some runs. So I think when you look at this team, you have to understand that Giants torture baseball is real. It's a thing. It has been a thing. And, you know, I know fans want that 12-1 victory. I know I do, but I wouldn't hold my breath.
All right, that was Javi Lopez talking about this team. Reminds me of the 11 team, to which I would say, uh-oh, that team didn't make the postseason.
Well, I hear you.
But I hear what he's saying. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Giants, six wins in a row, all by one run. Game two of a three-game series tonight in Colorado. Also, 49ers, they are in their last day of mandatory minicamp. We're going to talk a lot about them tomorrow, Goo, because there's a lot of 49ers talk out there. Trent Williams is participating, et cetera. We're probably going to talk Niners tomorrow after that gets completed.
Yeah.
On the other side, though, we do have the NBA Finals coming up tonight, Game 3. And I want to get your thoughts on that. But also, there's some Nuggy Nugs from the NBA offseason. They include the Golden State Warriors. And the closer the NBA draft gets, which is in 2 weeks, the closer all hell breaking loose is about to happen, according to many of the NBA writers. They say it's going to be a big, big summer of off-season moves. We'll talk about the Warriors on the other side. 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.